Be prepared to price in higher prices.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. The government does the numbers on consumer prices later this morning, and brace yourself, analysts are predicting that the cost of living probably rose the most it has in 7 months. We already know that producer prices jumped sharply in June. For the past 12 months, wholesale inflation is up more than 9%, and that's the biggest gain in 27 years. Just yesterday, Fed Chief Ben Bernanke was warning a Senate panel that's likely to hit all of our wallets soon.
With businesses facing persistently higher input prices, they may attempt to pass through such costs into prices of final goods and services more aggressively than they have done so far.
Bernanke will be back on Capitol Hill today explaining his bleak economic outlook to the House Financial Services Committee. More stormy weather for stock markets overseas. European exchanges are extending their losses for a second straight day. London's FTSE, which lost 2.5% yesterday, is down another 1.25% this hour. Tokyo's Nikkei was flat. Today the Dow tries to dig out from under a 92-point loss. It closed down 0.8%. The S&P 500 lost 1%, but the Nasdaq eked out a fractional gain. One of the fastest-growing criminal rackets in the world is plaguing the West African nation of Nigeria, and the effects are being felt around the globe. Thieves are stealing millions of barrels of oil in the Niger Delta. Today, Britain is offering the Nigerian government help to tackle the problem. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown meets the Nigerian president today. Oil is at the top of the agenda. Brown is voicing concern about the daily loss of tons of oil in the Niger Delta. This is highly desirable crude, the light, low-sulfur product that's turned into diesel and gasoline. Armed insurgents steal up to 500,000 barrels of it a day. And, says Simon Wardell of Global Insight, a further 350,000 barrels a day can be lost through disruption.
A lot of oil is shut in. In other words, it's production that could be produced but isn't because of either damage or risks to employees in the Niger Delta region from some of the militant groups there.
This lost production puts further upward pressure on the global price of crude. The British Prime Minister is offering military assistance in cracking down on the insurgents, but critics of the plan say this could be seen as a threat to Nigerian sovereignty. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
4 years ago, an upstart online media company called JibJab dominated the internet with its cheeky satire of the Bush-Kerry election. JibJab unveiled its newest parody on The Tonight Show last night. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler looks at the very serious business model behind the joke.
There's war and recession and bad mortgage loans.
And our legacy needs saving.
With apologies to Bob Dylan, the clever folks at JibJab can make you laugh. But can animated online political satire make money? Greg Spiridellis is the company's co-founder.
The real focus for us with these big election video tentpoles is to get our brand out there and also to make people aware of the other premium services that we offer.
For $14 a year, customers can cut and paste their own digital photos into electronic cards and JibJab videos. The competition is more Hallmark than Hollywood, though Spiridellis says he was tempted when a big studio offered a film deal.
Movies are great, but the movie industry will always be there, and now is the moment in time to really build something great on the web.
As it builds its own media brand, JibJab continues to rely on revenue from partnerships with established internet giants like Yahoo. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Game playing is serious business these days, and if you want proof, check out the industry's annual Electronics Entertainment Expo, the E3 conference, which is playing out this week, no pun intended, here in Los Angeles. Never mind the economic downturn, the outlook for the gaming industry is good. Thanks in part to rising gas prices, the business is racking up more points with budget-conscious families. Jean-Luc Renault has our story.
Inside a two-story condo in suburban Los Angeles, Eileen Dorn takes on her three kids in a game of Mario Kart on the family's new Nintendo Wii. Video games used to frustrate her, but she's been playing a lot lately. Not long ago, the family of five would hop into the car and head to a water park without thinking twice. But recently, they've cut back. Eileen says she'd rather put money in the kids' education fund than the local gas station.
It's costing me twice as much to fill my gas tank, so every time I do it, I get an internal shudder, and then I go, guess we're not going to do whatever it was we were thinking about doing for the week.
Instead, they've been taking more walks, dealing more hands of Go Fish, and playing a whole lot more Super Smash Brothers on the Wii console they bought 6 months ago.
I think it's paid off in spades, because where else can you get a game where a 5-year-old, a 14-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a couple of parents can play?
The Dorn-Wallensteins apparently aren't alone. Retail industry researcher NPD Group reports Nintendo sold twice as many Wiis last May than it did in May 2007. And this year, overall video game sales are expected to reach a record $21 billion. Wedbush Morgan Securities analyst Michael Pachter tracks the video game industry. He predicts sales will remain strong as more people stay home to save money.
I think that consumers really are going to make a trade-off between very high-cost entertainment activities, and they're going to shift in favor of lower-cost forms of entertainment. The Wii is going to draw families together, and I think you're going to see a big shift.
Financial planner Catherine Boyle says many clients see the initial cost of a video game system as a long-term investment.
$250, and it lasted for 4 years for a family of four. You're talking, you know, $60 a year versus a night at the movies could be $50 to $100.
Eileen Dorn can see that. But 5-year-old Aiden likes to challenge his parents to a game of Mario Kart for a different reason.
Because I beat them.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jean-Luc Renaud for Marketplace.
And I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. We're always game for your comments. Just click on the contact link at marketplace.org. You'll find replays of all our programs there, too. Thanks for joining us this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.